This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A Muhlenberg County farmer says she's concerned about the threat of changing tax laws, but is excited to carry on the farming tradition. Kentucky Farm Bureau State Board member Mary Kate Cordes says she and her sister share ownership of the family farm.
My father passed away several years ago, and my mother passed last year, and the farm then passed to my sister and I. And it has been in our family for several generations, and currently, we do not grow any crops on our farm.
Cordes says she raises beef cattle with a partner.
Primarily, it's Angus, Key Angus, Semi Angus. We sell bulls and heifers. We sell privately to young people that maybe want to have a project for showing, and those that we don't sell privately, then of course we take to the market.
She adds carrying on the family farm is important to them.
It's where my dad and his sisters were born and raised. It's where I was raised. My sister still lives there on that property. I only live about 2 miles down the road from there.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from Axial Flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
Farmers face all sorts of risks in the course of their work. Machinery accidents, chemical exposure, unruly livestock, grain bin entrapment, severe weather, to name a few. One farm fatality is always one too many. And when a farmer is killed or seriously injured on the job, it's not just the farmer who's affected. Family members, employees, and business partners all suffer. Whether you're on the farm, on the road, or in the home, please take that extra step to protect yourself and those around you. A reminder from your Ag Edge.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Mary Kate Cordes from Muhlenberg County says she's concerned about the Waters of the U.S. rule and possible changes to tax laws.
My son currently farms, and, you know, he has 3 sons, and I think he would love to be able to pass his farm someday on down to his children. And I think the inheritance tax is one of the big issues that face us today.
She says being able to raise her family on the farm was very important.
The opportunity to raise my kids on the farm, the lifestyle that they were able to enjoy, the freedom to be able to, I don't know, participate in anything that they really wanted to.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.